Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn Maseches Kilayim. Today we're beginning the fourth parak of Maseches Kilayim with Parak Dalet Mishnah Aleph and Parak Dalet Mishnah Beis. The next section of Maseches Kilayim is going to be discussing the halachos of Kilei HaKerem, a special type of Kilayim, as it applies to a Kerem, as it applies to a vineyard. And as we'll see, there are many ways in which the Kilayim of a Kerem are more machmir, are more strict than regular kilayim that we've been discussing until now. One of the main chumros, one of the main ways in which kilei hakerem are more strict than other areas of kilayim is the fact that when it comes to separating vineyards from either a vegetable or grain or any other produce in a field, we need four amos of what we refer to as avodas hakerem, four amos around whatever you are planting in order to separate it from the kilei hakerem. That has to be four amos, which again we refer to as the avodas hakerem, to leave a space for the oxen to plow there with a wagon and so on, to make a clear distinction, to differentiate, to make a separation between the kilei hakerem and whatever other crop you are looking to plant. So Parak Dalet Mishnah Aleph is going to be discussing two different type of situations where you're looking to plant a foreign species, a different type of crop within a vineyard, within a kerem. Says the Mishnah, Karachas HaKerem, if you have this empty space within a kerem that you're looking to plant something else in, how much space do you need to plant a different species again? Whether it's grain, whether it's other types of vegetables and so on. Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai says, Esrim V'arba Amos. You need 24 Amos of extra space in the kerem in order to plant another type of species, another type of crop in that kerem. Why is that so? So as the Bartanura explains, it's because you need four amos on each side of the crop, that's eight, and then you have 16 amos left to plant whatever you're looking to plant, right? 4 plus 4 is 8, plus 16 equals 24. That's why Beshama says that you need 24 amos in order to plant a foreign crop in the vineyard. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, and Beis Hillel says, Sheish Esrei Amah, not 24, but says Beis Hillel, you need 16 amos in order to plant something that's foreign, something that's different in the vineyard. Where does Beis Hillel get this from? So his shita is that it's true that you need four amos on both sides. Everyone agrees to that. So you have 4 plus 4 is 8. But according to Beis Hillel, you just need 8 amos additionally to plant whatever you're looking to plant. So Beis Shammai seems to hold that you need 16 amos remaining. Beis Hillel seems to hold that you need 8 amos remaining. And the truth is that both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree that in order for this to work, that middle area needs to be its own independent field, its own area to plant these foreign crops. However, the machlokas is how much is considered to be an independent field. According to Beis Shammai, you need 16 amos left and in order to plant the foreign crop, and therefore, that's why he says 24 in total, 4 on each side plus 16 amos left. And Beis Hillel disagrees and says, no, that really an independent field is sufficient with 8 amos, and that's why 4 on each side is 8, plus 8 is 16, and that is the opinion of Beis Hillel. Now we're going to move on to continue and discuss a similar type of a situation in a vineyard, but instead of a person who wants to plant in the middle of a vineyard, we're dealing with a mechol hakerem, where a person wants to plant in between the vineyard itself, the vines themselves, and the fence of the vineyard. Says the Mishnah, mechol hakerem, if a person wants to plant in between the fence surrounding the vineyard itself, and the vines themselves, Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, Sheish Esrei Ama. You need 16 amos there in order to plant in between the wall or the fence surrounding it and the vineyard itself. And that's, and according to Beis Shammai, he holds, the reason why you need 16 is because you need 4 amos for the path next to the wall, right? Within 4 amos of the wall itself, you can't plant there because no one plants there. You need space for 4 amos in between the wall and whatever you're planting, and you need 4 amos in between whatever you're planting and the vineyard. So 4 plus 4 equals 8, and again, according to Beis Shammai, you need 8 amos there in order to for it to be an independent field in this case, and therefore 4 plus 4 plus 8 equals 16. Hence, Beis Shammai holds that when you're planting in the Mechol HaKerem, the space in between the vineyard and the wall surrounding the vineyard, you need 16 amos total. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, and Beis Hillel says, and he disagrees, Shteim Esrei Amma. According to Beis Hillel, you don't need 16 amos, rather you need 12 amos. And the reason for that is because Beis Hillel agrees with Beis Shammai that you need 4 amos of a path in between whatever you're planting and the wall. You also need 4 amos in between whatever you're planting and the vineyard. But according to him, all you need is an additional 4 amos to plant whatever you're planting. In this case, that works. That is considered to be an independent field. And therefore, 4 plus 4 plus 4 equals 12. And that's the opinion of Beis Hillel, that you need 12 amos in order to a plant in this Mechol HaKerem, in between the vineyard itself and the wall surrounding the vineyard. Now, the end of this Mishnah and the next Mishnah are simply going to define what exactly are we talking about here. What's a Karachas HaKerem? What's a Mechol HaKerem? And it's really going to be working within the opinion, within the Shita of Beis Hillel. Says the Mishnah, the Ezovi Karachas HaKerem, what is considered to be this empty space, this empty square being referred to in the beginning of our Mishnah? Says the Mishnah, Kerem Shacharav Me'amtso. It's a vineyard that is destroyed in the middle. Now, it doesn't have to literally be destroyed, but the point is that it's barren, it's empty. There's nothing there. That's the case of the Karachas HaKerem. Again, we have the Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai saying you need 24 amos of space. Beis Hillel saying that you need 16 amos of space. Im ein sham sheish esrei ama, and again, now the Mishnah is going in accordance within the opinion of Beis Hillel. And if there aren't 16 amos of space in this empty spot, lo yavi zera l'sham, you can't bring any other plants there. You can't plant anything in that area. Hayu sham sheish esrei ama, but if there are 16 amos there, then no stin lo avodasa. Then you can work there. You can plant there. You can do other things there. Vizorea es hamosar, and you can plant whatever is left over in that particular area. Now we're continuing with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Beis. Says the Mishnah, Ezohi Mechol HaKerem. What's considered to be this Mechol HaKerem, this space in between the vineyard and the fence? Says the Mishnah Bein Kerem Legadr. It's exactly that. We already explained it before we learned it. It says the space in between the vineyard and the fence, that's considered to be the Mechol HaKerem. And Im Ein Sham Shteim Esrei Amen. If there aren't 12 amos there, again, within the opinion of Beis Hillel, lo yavi zera l'shem, then you can't bring any other seeds there. You can't plant anything else there. Hayu sham shteim esrei amos, but if there are 12 amos in that area, then no sin lo avodaso v'zareya samosar, then you are allowed to do work there. You are allowed to plant other seeds there, and you are allowed to grow other crops in that area. Quick review. As you began the fourth parak of Maseches Kilayim, first we discussed the case of the Karachas HaKerem. We have an empty space in the middle of a field. So we saw the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai holding that you need 24 amos of space. Beis Hillel holding that you need 16 amos of space. And then we learned the case of the Mechol HaKerem, the space in between the fence and the vineyard. Beis Shammai said there you need 16 amos. Beis Hillel said there you need 12 amos. Again, both agree on the fundamentals. The only question is what's considered to be an independent field for the purpose of planting this external additional crop in the vineyard. And then the end of Perek Aleph describe what is a Karachas HaKerem. And then the next Mishnah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis, discussed what exactly is the case of the Mechol HaKerem. Have a great day.